The University of Colorado plays Oregon today in the Fiesta Bowl. The winner could end up with a share of college football's national title. Colorado will take the field without one of its most sought-after high school recruits. Wide receiver Jeremy Bloom skipped the entire football season in a quest to ski moguls in the Olympics. If he succeeds, he faces another hard choice between football and skiing. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
19-year-old Jeremy Bloom is phenomenally good at two things: sprinting toward the end zone with outstretched arms ready to catch and cradle a spiraling football, and bumping and grinding through moguled snow, leaping in acrobatic twists. Bloom says the two sports are complementary.
Because in skiing, it's a lot of balance. And in football, you know, when you're going up to make a catch, you're going to have to land on your feet. And when you get hit, you know, you have to, you know, not go down on the first hit. Otherwise, your coaches yell at you. So explosiveness, quickness, people think that it's really different. But as far as the training goes, it's very, very similar.
But he can't do both simultaneously. So Bloom deferred football for a year to focus on mogul skiing. And now, 5 weeks from the Olympics, he ranks second in the world.
What's going to happen if he does do well and there's some endorsements out there for him, and then he enrolls into college to play football but continues to want to endorse as a skier?
Agent Michael Spencer already has Bloom endorsing sunglasses, underwear, skis, and a fitness program. An Olympic gold medal will make Bloom a millionaire, Spencer says, unless Bloom still wants to play college football, because endorsements are banned by the National Collegiate Athletic Association.
We're in a very unique situation. You know, everything that they've written in their bylaws has been based around athletes that are going to be in the Olympics and then come to college and play in that same sport. With Jeremy's situation, there is no freestyle skiing in the NCAA Division I. So the question remains, where are the boundaries that we can push, or the lines that need to be drawn for him to receive endorsements?
The lines are already drawn, and they're firm, says Sherry McKelvey, who enforces NCAA rules at the University of Colorado.
The NCAA says that if you are receiving commercial endorsements in any sport while enrolled as a student athlete, then you're considered professionalized in all sports. So even though he might be receiving commercial endorsements from a ski company and he's playing football, they consider him professional for football purposes if he's enrolled in school.
But agent Michael Spencer points out that the NCAA doesn't completely ban professionals from college sports. Pros in one sport can compete in college in another as long as their only compensation is salary. Spencer argues that endorsements are tantamount to salary in Olympic sports like freestyle skiing.
It's very different because as a skier, you're not paid by a federation or you're not on salary. All of your money comes from endorsements. That's how he pays to go on tour. That's how he pays to go to training camp. So it's like the motto of the USOC right now. It's not every 4 years, it's every day. I mean, this is a full-time career.
Jeremy Bloom's recent success earned him some support from the U.S. ski team. He gets expenses reimbursed now for training and competition. That has weakened his argument at the NCAA, which declined comment on Bloom's case. But the NCAA's interest is clear, says Gary Roberts, a professor of sports law at Tulane University.
How does the NCAA distinguish between what he's getting paid because he's a champion mogul skier as opposed to what he's getting paid because he's a star football player? He may be an attractive endorser to a product maker because he's a two-sport athlete. So in part, his compensation is coming from the fact that he plays football for a nationally renowned college football team.
Which potentially leaves Jeremy Bloom with another difficult choice.
What's going to happen if I do want to continue to ski and I do well at the Olympics and I want to endorse companies and still play football? You know, that's a concern, but you know, right now I'm just trying to not think about that and just train so I can get to the Olympics and then worry about it.
In fact, today, Bloom won't even be watching as Colorado faces Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl. He'll be on a plane instead, traveling to a ski race in Germany in his quest to qualify for the Olympics. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.